Hey, welcome back to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. I'm your host, Steve, and this is episode 83, where I'm talking four ways to recharge those batteries during the holidays. And I don't mean the things that go in the toys. Have fun. Enjoy.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, welcome back. Steve here. This is episode 83, and today I'm talking about four ways to recharge your batteries during the holidays. This is our last show for 2015. 2016 is just around the corner, and I'm talking recharging those batteries. So let's take a look at what those four ways are. Number one is spend time with family. Number two, do something just for you. Number three, do something for someone else. And number four, sleep. All right, so let's go back and let's take a look at these. First of all, out of my four ways to recharge your batteries during the holidays, number one, spend time with family. I cannot say this enough. You know, and one of the things I really look forward to is that we'll have everybody together, and so it's really nice to eat together. You know, there's nothing like that because during the days of the regular year, we're just coming and going and hustling and bustling and moving all over the place, and sometimes we just don't bring everybody together to sit down for those meals like we used to. Well, eating together is a great one, whether it's at the dinner table, whether it's out, spending time together, because no matter what, you're there at the table, you're eating, maybe you help prepare it. Whatever it is, that's that time together, that conversation is going to take place. By the way, don't sit there and just look at your food and put it in your mouth. You know, you do need to talk to each other for this to matter. But spending time with the family, one of the number one ways is eating together. You know, another way would be, one of the things I like during the holidays is this helps me connect with my sons and my father-in-law and so forth. But we like to watch college football and NFL football, you know, watching other sporting events, because that's just one of those things, you know, we get into it, especially for rooting for different teams or something like this, having fun messing with each other and watching the games and complaining about the coach's decisions or, you know, what the quarterback decided to do this week. So if in spending time with family, we're talking about eating together and maybe watching football or some sporting event like that, how about actually going to a sporting event? Some of your towns may have events in them. You don't have to be from those colleges or be from those teams. Go find some tickets. You know, we like to go watch different types of sporting events, from basketball to football to who knows, anything else. There might be a minor league hockey team in your town. You know, there's any number of things, but once again, it's about going, watching, talking, and having fun in that experience. And by the way, there's, you know, nothing better than at some sporting events making sure that you eat the food there, because no matter what the food is, it's stadium food. you'll remember it forever. Okay, so if I'm talking about eating together, watching football or some sporting event, and actually going to some sporting event, how about going to a movie? You know, actually agree with each other on a movie to go see, because the holiday time, oh my gosh, they always have something that we can watch or something that we should watch. And this year, this is the week too, by the way. This will be published after this comes out, but I'm really looking forward to Star Wars, and I probably won't see it until this is actually published, but it comes out December 18th. Looking forward to it. And there's all kinds of others, like, hey, I want to go see Alvin and the Chipmunks. How about you? I love holiday movie time. Going to the movies is a great thing. How about, if we're talking about eating together, watching football, or some other sport, going to a sporting event, or going to a movie, how about going out and looking at lights and holiday decorations? That's a fun thing to do. You know, put on a little music, Christmas music in the radio or on your CD player, and just drive around and look at the pretty decorations and the amazing displays that some people put out. You know, that's just got to love all that work that goes into some people's displays and time that and effort they put into decorating their homes. All right, so if we talked about if my number one way to recharge those batteries is spend time with a family, and I'm talking about eating together, watching football or some other event together, or actually going to a sporting event, then I'm actually saying going to a movie, then driving around looking at lights, how about going for a walk? Hey, it's time to go for a walk, especially after eating or something like this. Let's go take a walk in the neighborhood, or let's go to a park and let's walk around there. Let's just walk and talk together. Yeah, your kids may think you're nuts, and maybe if you go to a park, you can spend some time or something. But, you know, there's different ways of doing this. You know, if you go to a park, there's many other things that you can do there. One of the things I like to do at the park is launch those Estes rockets. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the motors you buy, and you got to have lots of space because up into the air it goes, and that's a lot of fun, especially go retrieve the rocket and keep having that wishful thinking that it's not going to land in the tallest tree. Lots of fun. But going for that walk is an incredible way of spending some time. How about do something like go fishing? What a great family event. Whether it's off a dock or out of a boat. Now, me personally, I can't do the deep sea fishing thing. I start remembering what I had for the last couple of days for meals. But I love fishing. And, you know, that's a great thing to do together. Especially there's nothing better than when, you know, everybody in the boat is asking you to rebait their hook. Well, if we're doing all this sort of stuff, how about doing what your father-in-law wants to do, or your mother-in-law, or, you know, whatever, fill in the blank, but, you know, actually just don't disagree with them. Say, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Let's go do that. So if my number one way to recharge your batteries is spend time with family, and I'm talking about eating together, watching football or some other event together, you know, my mother-in-law loves to watch ice skating. Number three, go to the movies. Or go to a sporting event. Also looking at lights. How about going fishing, taking walks? How about also just doing what one of your in-laws or what your dad or mom wants you to do? You know, that's always a great way to just give in and just do it. I like that a lot. So, all right. So if my number one way to recharge your batteries is spend time with family, and I bet you could add so many other ways, my number two way of recharging your batteries during the holiday is do something just for you. Yeah, I know that sounds a little selfish, but sometimes we, you know, during the year we're doing all this other stuff, and we really have some things that we would like to do just ourselves. So, for example, you know, before spending time with family, one of the ways is go fishing. Well, doing something just for you could be going fishing also, or hunting, something like that, where you're out in the outdoors and you just want to go do this and go sit there and drown a few worms or revitalize those frozen shrimp, whatever it is. You know, going fishing is one of those things that you can do by yourself as well. How about you have that book that's just been waiting for you, that you've been saving it for the holiday, and you just can't wait to read it? Do you have that book waiting on you? That's a good way of doing that. How about if my number one way of recharging your batteries is do something just for you, and we talk about going, going fishing and reading that book you've been saving? How about reconnecting with an old friend or a college roommate or someone like that? Well, that's a great time for doing that. You know, just give them a holler and say, hey, just thinking about you. And in this daytime of, you know, Skype and Google Hangouts and things like that, you can do it a lot easier than just picking up the phone and call them. How about schedule a time where you can actually see each other across the computers? Well, if doing something just for you might involve that book or going fishing or doing something in the outdoors, reconnecting with people that you know, maybe doing something just for you involves, I don't know, something fun like using a chainsaw, man. Come on, if you have a chainsaw, if you don't have one, you don't know what you're missing. You got those branches you got to cut up because you're going to have a fire of some sort. There's nothing better than it. And it is a one-man job or a one-woman job. You take that chainsaw out back and you rev it up and you get out there and you... All right, so I'm a goofball. But... Hey, that's kind of one of those things, you know, just like any sort of other project you might have in your house. Maybe you have, you've been meaning to build a birdhouse, or you like the idea of, you know, working on your car engine, or just doing some shopping. That's something that you've wanted to do for a while. But just go do something just for you. So if my number one way to recharge your batteries is spend time with family, and my number two way is do something just for you, well, my number three way for recharging those batteries is do something for someone else. You know, for example, has your wife been talking to you about fixing the sink? Well, just go fix it, all right? Or maybe there's a light switch out, or maybe there's something that's needing doing, you know, and she's been talking to you about it forever. Well, now's a great time to just do it. Just go ahead and handle it. How about, you know, at church, you take the one of those elderly members or someone who is a shut-in now because they can no longer see or can't drive, and you go see them and say, hey, what would you like to do? I'll take you, and we'll go do it. You know, like shopping or just visit with them. Sometimes all they want is just have somebody stop by and say hi and talk with them for about an hour. You know, that would be an awesome thing to do. How about, you know, if you attend a church, or even if you don't, you may have a food shelter or a food line or some way that they give back to the community that you could participate in. There's a great way to do something for someone else. How about, you know, your next door neighbor who is up there in age, getting close to 80, and they have all these trees with leaves, and you just go over there and say, hey, do you mind, if you don't mind, I'll be happy to help you with your leaves. Now, make sure that they don't think that you think that they're behind on their leaf raking or something. You don't want to offend them. That's not the point. Just say, hey, I was just wondering if I could help you with this. And, you know, that's a good thing to do. And, you know, another do something for someone else would be, I don't know, maybe promise your wife or spouse that you'll, you promise that you will not fight with your sister-in-law this holiday. Not that I have that problem. So if I have four ways to recharge those batteries, the first way during the holiday is spend time with your family. You know, that's what it's all about. You've been spending all this other time doing for other people. During the holidays, spend time with your family. This is the time to do all that. I always look forward to playing ping pong with my kids. Number two, do something just for you. You know, I got that book waiting on me. Number three, do something for someone else. Lots of good ideas here, but think about helping other people. And number four, get some sleep. This is the time. Sleep normal hours. Don't stay up super late because now you can. Hey, I can do whatever I want. I'm on holiday. Ah, I'm going to stay up all night. I'm going to watch this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. You know, actually get some sleep during the holidays so you don't need a break from the holidays. Sleep normal hours and you'll be surprised how rested you will feel and how much it's going to make it easier to do those other three things to recharge your batteries. I wish you the very best. I thank you so much for listening and joining us throughout the last couple of years. I'm looking forward to many more adventures in the coming year of 2016 with Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. Thank you for listening. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for being part of our family. I wish you the best. Enjoy.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching Learning Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.